mi bayis echot, or better still. Said maybe you hold Yezika. So if you hold Yezika, it's like this. Yezika means when the first brother died, his wife was zokuk to the second and to the third brother. But Zika means they're married a little bit. So the Maisa, she's married to the second brother. So now when the second brother dies, the two wives are like both his wife. The second brother now was married a little bit to the first brother's wife, and he has his second wife. So when the second brother dies, the third brother can't be miyavim both wives. But that's the loch. If one brother has two wives, and that brother dies, so there's only a mitzvah yivim on one of the two. You have your choice, but you cannot be miyavim one. That's the pasuk says, Yavama Yavaleh, like Rashi says, Bayis Echad Hu Boina, V'yena Boina Shnei Batin. The pasuk says, as Beis Achiv, there's a mitzvah yivim to be miyavim one of your brother's wife. If your brother dies and he had two or more wives, there's only a mitzvah yivim on one of them. So here, where the first brother died, he only had one wife. But his wife now was Zoka to the second wife, to the second brother. So it's considered like she's married a little bit now to the second brother. Now when the second brother dies, it's considered now that the second brother had two wives. He had the first brother's wife, and he has his own wife. So it's considered both the wives are like from one brother. Therefore the third brother now is not allowed to be miyabim, both wives. Because we have to be afraid, maybe you hold Yezika, and if you hold Yezika, she's like married to the second one, so it's like the second brother had two wives, that you cannot be miyabim both of them. Right. But he's allowed to be miyabim though. That alone, he would be allowed to be miyabim. The reason why he can't be miyabim both of them is, because it's considered when the second brother died, she, like both of them, fell from the second brother. Is the Baisecha, is Yevu Mechada, so the answer is, be miyabim one, the yifter idach. Let's just make yibum on one then, and the other one is automatically potter. Like in a case where your brother really had two wives, and then your brother dies, all you have to do is just be miyabim one, and the second one is potter. Here it's no good. Light, that alone is not enough here. You have to make chalitza to the second one. Why? Because the dil ain't zika, kichlusa. You see, Rav Shimon is mesupik. Rav Shimon says, maybe we hold ain't zika. Because when the first brother died, maybe his wife was not considered married to the second brother. She was only the first brother's wife. Now when the second brother dies, so good, his wife is lawful Yibam. So the two wives fall to the third brother. If you look at it like that, the third brother has the chi of Yibam to both of the two wives. So therefore, you can't let one go free. You have to be afraid maybe ain't Zika. Then it's considered like two wives falling to you from two different brothers, from two different houses. So therefore, what does Rav Shimon say? The answer in such a case is, the third brother, one of the two, he can be miyabim, and the second one he has to make chalitza. So Alma, what do we see? Misafkele, that Rav Shimon has a suffix if you say yezika or not. So if Rav Shimon is misupik, how could we say now, pshat from Shimon is, the reason why he argues, even in the first Mishnah, because he yells, when the first brother died, automatically his wife was considered Zika Kichnusa, she's married to the second brother. So at the time when the third brother was born, he finds the first wife already married to the second one. How could you say that's the Svarim of Shimon? Here we see Rav Shimon is Mesupik. He has a doubt if you say Zika Kichnusa. The Chitayna, maybe you tell me like this. Maybe no. Maybe Rav Shimon agrees midiraisa, you say Yezika. Avada Yezika, that's what Rav Shimon says even in the first Mishnah, the third brother is mutar when the second brother dies. Why over here does he say you have to give chalitza to the second brother, to the second wife? Really old Yezika. Yezika means the first brother's wife, when he dies, his wife is automatically married to the second brother. So when the second brother dies, it's considered his wife and the first brother's wife are like two wives to the second brother. Now the third brother only has a chiyuv to be miyabim one of them. And really the second one should go out free, really. But I tell you, midrabbanan hu di yosser. I tell you, maybe if Shimon only says midrabbanan, you have to make chalitza to the other wife. Why? Gzeirus gzeira. Mishum shem yer, maybe people will say, beiz yivomis, haboyis mishnei batim, like really it looks like these two wives belong to two different brothers. So people are going to think that if you really have two brothers and they die at the same time and both their wives fall to the third brother, they'll think, Chodim Yavma, Vidach Mifter Rabbi Vleklum. People think of such a case also like that, that all you have to do is just be Miyavim one of your brother's wife and the other brother's wife goes out free. So maybe it's only with the Rabbonin that Rabbi Shimon says you have to give chalitza to the second wife. But really with the Uraisa, Rabbi Shimon holds that we want to say in our Mishnah, Yei Zika. And Zika is Kichlusa. That as soon as your brother dies, right away his wife is considered married to the second brother. That's why when the third brother is born, he's mutter to the second brother when he dies. There would be a mitzvah yibam. For the Gemara, not like that. For a time of the Rabbi Shimon, Mishu Maimer, Volav Maimeru. No, you see, Rabbi Shimon's svar is not because of Yei Zika. Rabbi Shimon has to come on to Maimer. It's told if he owed Maimer or not. Not because of Yei Zika. Rashi, Sofik Maimer Kona, Sofik Eina Kona. Like we said before, the case was when you had the three brothers and one brother died and the second brother made Maimer. So we have to come on to Maimer. That's what the Sofik is about. Tanya, so Mashma Zika alone, it's not a cult Kiknusa. Tanya, we learn clearly like this. Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Sabbat Chachamim. In Amorah Sholsheni Maimer, what happened here again? He has three brothers married to three different wives, not related. The first brother died, and then the second brother died. But the second brother made Maimer to the first one's wife before he died. So now the question is, the third brother, which one of the two, how many could it be Miyabing? So Rabbi Shimon Sabbat Chachamim. In Amorah Sholsheni Maimer, if the second woman he made Maimer to the first one's wife. It's called like he's married to a Ashes Shani Hu Boyal. If so, it's called that she belongs to the second brother. Via Mamorah Shal Shani Aina Maimer, and if it's not considered Maimer, the second one, is Ashes Rishon Hu Boyal. Of Azar, the Mitzvah Yibmiz, you'd be Miyabin the first one's brother. And in that Svara, you'd have to be Miyabin both wives, the first brother's wife and the second brother's wife. So you see, clearly, Reb Shimon had a doubt whether Maimer is Koina. But Mashma, without Maimer, just Zika alone, for sure Reb Shimon holds Ein Zika. So how could we say so clear now, according to Rabbi Shia, that Reb Shimon holds Yei Zika? So Amalei Abaye, Abaye said like this, V'loi Shani Luchor, Ben Zika, Siyovim Echor, L'Zika Shnei Yevamim, maybe Enechnami. When does Reb Shimon say Yei Zika? That's only if there's only one brother, like in our Mishnah. First there were two brothers alive, one brother died. One brother died, his wife falls 100% to the second brother. So there's only one brother alive, then we say Yei Zika. She's like married Kichnusa to the second brother. And then when the third brother is born, that's when Rabbi Shimon says the third brother is Mutter when the second brother dies. But Yez Dilma Kiyam Rabbi Shimon Zika, Kichnusa Damya B'Yav Mechot. Abu Bishne Yevamim Loi. But here the case was there were three brothers alive at the same time. And now when one brother died, his wife falls to two brothers. So maybe when one wife falls to two brothers, then you don't say Yezika. Of course, it's a doubt to which one of the two will be Miyabma, then you don't say Yezika. So maybe there's no spirit in Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara, is that true? Mishamil and Rabbi Shimon? Does Rabbi Shimon make such a difference? For a time, you would learn like this. Kla lama Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon made a kla like this. A general rule. That kol shalei de kaidamis l'nisuyin, whenever the third brother was born. Before Nisuyin, before the second brother was Miyabim. Yeah. Rashi says here, Kol Shalayde Shal Shlishi, when the third brother was born, Koydemet LeNisuyin Shal Sheni, before the second one was Miyabim, is Lecholtzes, there's no Din Chalitzer even. So Alma Moidu Rav Shimon Behor, so this first one Kashi, you see clearly Rav Shimon argues on the first Mishnah. So Tanya clearly Kolam Rav Shimon, that Kol Shalayda Kedemet LeNisuyin. If the third brother was born before the second brother was Miyabin, the first brother's wife, is Loicholetzes Loimus Yabemis. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. Mashenke Nisuyin Kedem Aleda. Mashmul, only like our Mishnah. In the case where first there were two brothers, and one brother died, and the second brother right away was Miyabin, his wife. And then the third brother was born. So when the third brother is born, he already finds the first brother's wife married to the second wife. Then when the second brother dies, like our Mishnah says, it's a regular mitzvah yibum, whatever you want to do. So my love, Aaron, we're talking about biyavim echod, even in the case of there's only two brothers alive at the first time. So when one brother died, there's only one brother to be miyabim. My love, biyavim echod. Ketanya, still it says, loy chaletes v'loy misyabemis. If the third brother was born before the second brother made Yibum, so she's still called an Eish Asach, she's called the Yibum, Yivama, and she's not considered married to the second brother, there's no Mrs. Chalitza. So see, clearly, even in the case where Yivama falls only to one brother, we do not consider her Kekanusa. we don't consider her automatically married to the second brother. Because this should be considered kiklusa, so Shimon should hold, even in the case that the third brother was born before the second one really is miyavima, but so what? Since when the first brother died, his wife fell to the second brother, and he was the only brother alive, only one brother, and you want to tell me then, Reb Shimon holds Zikas Kichlusa, that she's called mamish married to the second brother, so why, if the third brother is born later, isn't there a mitzvah yibum when the second brother dies? So who you see clearly, Reb Shimon holds Ein Zika, not like Rabbi Shimon wants to say. So I'm going to tell you now, Loi Vishnei Yevamin, we're talking about the two Yevamin. Hinechnami, the case was first, there were three brothers, one brother died, and then later a fourth brother was born. But what do you want to tell me? In a case where there are first only two brothers, and one brother dies, that his wife only falls to one brother. My, what do you want to tell me? In such a case, even if a third brother was born, before the second one makes yibum, still the lach would be because of zika kichlusa. Is oicheletis oimis yabemis, we consider when the third brother was born, that the first brother's wife is already married to the second brother, because there was only one Yavam alive at that time. So you say, Yezika, Hihachi is so, Adetani. Why did Reb Shimon have to say a Lashon of Nisuyin Kaidman Aleda, that he says, when is it Mutter? Only if the second brother, Mamish, made Nisuyin, Mamish married, made Yibum, before the third brother was born. Then we say, let's say, Mr. Yabemis. What do you have to say so strong for? Lift log v'listenabrido, let Reb Shimon make a chiluk like this. Even if the second brother didn't make Yibum yet to the first brother's wife, still there's a case that the third brother is allowed to be Miyabim when the second brother dies. When is that? Let him say like this. When do I say it's Asur Bishnei Yevamin? Only even after the first brother died, there are still two brothers alive. But since there are two brothers alive, now you say Ein Zika. So if the fourth brother was born, before one of these two brothers make Yibum, he's Asur to her. Avol b'yavam echod, but in the case where first there were only two brothers, so when one brother dies, his wife falls only to the second brother, so then you say Zika's kichlusa is considered right away, like she's married to him, and then the third brother is born, then the locha should be, there would be a mitzvah yibum when the second brother dies. Then it should be oicheletz leimis yabemis. It's like, why did Reb Shimon say like this? So it's mashma Reb Shimon argues even by one brother, still he owes Zayn Zika. Gemara says no. I tell you this whole klal of Reb Shimon. I tell you kula b'shnei yevamim kamari. Reb Shimon is talking about totally when you have three brothers alive and one brother died, that his wife fell to two brothers. So in such a case, that's when he says that if this one of the two did not make yibum, then the third brother is also. But when is the third brother mutter? Only if one of the two made yibum, because there are two brothers alive. That's what Reb Shimon is talking about this klal. But in the case where there's only first two brothers, and one brother dies, that there's only one brother alive now, it could be that as soon as the first brother dies, his wife falls the Zika Kichnusa to the second brother, and she's considered married totally of Zika Kichnusa to the second brother. So the Gemara, if that's true, the Ela my klala. First of all, what's this klal? So Rashi Hoyalu V'yoba Mechot. After the lady kodemus in the suyin sharia, hechi mosle mitzvah kosh lady like a tchlal. Like if you tell me now, Reb Shimon is only talking about with two brothers, but with one brother that didn't change is, it's not mashma like that. Because Reb Shimon says loshin klal. A klal means there's a general rule. A general rule mashma by your cases. And according to you, it's not a general rule. It's not true. It's only in the case we have two brothers. But when there's one brother, you wouldn't be. V'yoid another kasha have on Rabbi Shia. V'yoid moser Rabbi Shia. He has a kasha like this. The lacher is, later we'll have a mishnah, gimalach, and you have three brothers. Shnayim mihem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two of them married two sisters. Or else, ayisha vita. One brother married one wife, and the other brother married her daughter. Ayisha bas vita. One brother married a grandmother, and the other brother married a granddaughter. Ayisha bas bino. Same thing, a mother and a granddaughter. Her, and now, these two brothers die. So both the wives and Isha Bito, two sisters, fall to the third brother. The lachris are elu chayletzes lemes yabemis. The third brother could only make chalitza with the two of them and not be miyabim them. Because anyone who wants to be miyabim is called an achayis ishtoi, or she's called an Isha Bito. Because you hold yezika. So yezika means you're attached to both of them. So you can't live with either one of them because she's an eretz you like. Now, Miniraisa, the mitzvah Yibum is still here. It's not Mamish and Erev, it's only Al Jezika, but I call upon him Yibum you can't make, just Chalitza. For Rabbi Shimon Taita, Rabbi Shimon says no, in such a case, do you potter. Now, the Sakra Daitach, Ksav Rabbi Shimon, Zika Kichnusa Damya, if Rabbi Shimon holds what? Zika is Mamish Kichnusa, so the Zoyan Liyabim Lekamaisa. And the Havamina was that when the two brothers died, first one brother died, and then a second brother died. So Chura, as soon as the first brother dies, his wife is like married to the other two brothers. So when the second brother dies, his wife, which is a sister to the first one, can't fall to Yibam to the third brother. Because the third brother is already married to the first brother's wife. So why does Rav Shimon say Paiter? Why does Rav Shimon say Paiter? If you hold Yezika, so when the first brother died, his wife is married to the third brother. Now when the second brother dies, she should be free. For the Gemara, Liyabim Lekemaisa, for the Tifter Iduch. The first one should have Yibum, and the second one should go out free. So Rav Amram wants to answer no. My Paiter Nami, Paiter Mishneh Nechnami. Rav Shimon only means the second one is Potter. But the first one, Taka, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Because Rav Shimon holds Yezika. But the Gemara Batani, we learned clearly not like that. But Tani, we learned, we have Shimon, Paiter Mishneh. Rav Shimon says clearly both of them is Potter. So who you see, ain't Zika. Rav says, Shniya Shebezug Zeh. That's what Rava wanted to answer. That Reb Shimon is talking about, he learns that the two brothers married two sisters, and also each one was a mother and a daughter. So when they both die, he can miyabim one, and the second one and the second zug, that's also. That's what the Shniya means. The Shniya shebezug zeh of the first pair and of the second pair. Now the Gemara says that's a mistake. Kotoyi Rava made a mistake. Biabo zugi. That he learns the case is they have four pairs. Then that's wrong. Chodo, one is pshat is the oyoy katoni. The Brisa says the case is again we have three brothers. And two of the brothers married two sisters. Or else another case is that two of the brothers married a mother and a daughter. Not the pshat is it's the same case. Rather thought it's the same case. That these two brothers had four wives each. And there were two sisters. And they were a mother and a daughter and mother and a granddaughter. That each one married a pair, a sister, a mother, and another mother. And the other one married the other sister, the other daughter, and the other granddaughter. That's the rubber thought the pshat was. And that's why he called Zug Shebezeh. There were one pair here and one pair there. And the Gemara says, rubber made a mistake. First of all, it says, Oyoy Katoni. Mashma, the different cases. Not it's one big case. Avada, the three brothers, each one only had one wife. Just two of the brothers married two sisters. Or else another case, the two of the brothers married a mother and a daughter. But not that it's one big case. The Yod, another Raya Rav made mistake is, Rav Shimon, Poitza B'Yabosimi Boilei. According to Rav Shimon, Rav should have said, he patters all four of them, if there are four wives there. The Yod, Tanya, also we learn clearly, Rav Shimon, Poitza B'Shteyev Minachlitza Minayivim. Rav Shimon says, both of them is potter from Yivim and Chlitza. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Isha L'Chois L'Sikach Litzro. A wife and a sister, you can't marry together. What does that mean? Even in the case, Bishor Shenasu Tzarazulazu. In a case like this case, we have three brothers, and two of the brothers marry two sisters, and both the brothers die, so these two sisters now fall to the third brother. The lachri is Lo Yehe L'Cholakuchin Hafilu B'Yachasmen. You can't even marry one of them. So Chura Yisik Chura holds Ein Zika. So it's back Akasha, we have Shimon the Chur holds Vein Zika, how could Rav Oshi say he holds Yei Zika? So where it says no, Elo Amar Rav Ashi said the case is like this. Now again, the question was, according to Rav Shimon, if the two brothers married two sisters, when one brother died, that wife is married to the third brother. So the Chur, when the second brother dies, his wife is called a sister of your wife, so there should be no Mrs. Yivam on the second one. Like why does Rav Shimon say both of them there's no Mrs. Yivam? So the Gemara is answering now, the terrace is like this. Elom Rav Ashi, if the two brothers died, one after another, then you're right. The first one that dies, his wife is like married Zika Kichnusa to the third brother. Now when the second brother dies, there's no Yibam to his wife. At least there's no Yibam. Chlitza, yes, but there's no Yibam. Because she's called Achois Ishtoi. But where's the Shimon talking about that says there's no Mitzvah Yibam? Hochid Mayaskina Denofel B'Vasachas. We're talking about the two brothers died the same second. So it comes out now both of the wives, the two sisters, are full in the same time to the third brother. So the third brother can't marry either one of them. Because whichever one he goes to is called Achois Ishtoi. We have the Shimon Sovlok Rebbe Yosef Lili. And if Shimon holds the Rebbe Yosef Lili Shita, the Omar that he holds, Eshel Tzamsein. Eshel Tzamsein means you could have two things happen at the same time. So it's possible the two brothers died the same second. So the two brothers died the same second, the two wives, the two sisters, are fallen to the third brother. That's the case that Shimon says, you can't be miyab neither one of them. Because whichever one you go to, she's an erva, she's like an achois yivimtoi. Mashek, in the case where one dies first, then Avad Reb Shimon does hold Yezik according to Reb Ishiya, and that's the one to be miyabim, and the other one there'll be no mitzvah yivim. This is the way Reb Ishiya learns pshat. Alright, well, tomorrow we'll continue. Reb Papa learns a little bit different. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. You have a holding daf Yutes Samaral from the bottom by Reb Papa Oma. Again, it's a shayla again, and now Mishnah says Reb Shimon Shita. A chiddush about the erev of Eishes Ach Shlohoyev Yolomai. That's an erev. Again, we had two brothers, and one brother died, and then after he died, then the third brother was born. So the Tanakhama and the Mishnah holds, no matter what, the first brother's wife is remains an erev to the new brother that's born now. Since they weren't alive at the same time, just called an erev, there's no mitzvah yivum. Reb Shimon says, and now Mishnah depends. Shimon says, let's say first there were two brothers, and the second brother was miyabim right away, the first one's wife. And then the second one is born. Then the third brother was born. So it's muta, there's no erva. Because when he's born, the first brother's wife is already married to the second one. And when the second one is miyabim, Reb Shimon holds, it takes off the kedusha of the first brother completely. There's no erva of an Eishes Ach. That's what it says in our Mishnah. So yesterday we had the Oishiyah's chiluk was that Reb Shimon argues even on the first Mishnah of the Perek also. The Shimon holds, even in a case where first two brothers and one brother died, and then a third brother was born, and then the second one is miyabim, the first one's wife, still, when the second one dies, there's a mitzvah yibim to the third one. That's Reb Oishiyah's chiddush. That Reb Shimon argues even on our first mission also. Yeah, now we're up to Reb Papa. Because Reb Papa, says, the yibum, the yachakach, noilet polik Reb Shimon. No. Reb Papa learns our Mishnah is Bediak. Reb Shimon only argues in the case of our Mishnah. Again, where there were two brothers, one brother died, and the second brother right away was Miyabim, the first one's wife. The Yachakach Neulet, and then a third brother was born. That's when Polog Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that since when the third one is born, the first one is already Miyubim, the second brother already married the first one's wife, so it's never considered like an Eishes Ach of the first one's wife. Therefore, now when the second one dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. Ma'ashen kein b'noilat. Let's say the third brother was born first. V'yachakach yibim, and then the second brother first was miyabim, the first one's wife, is like polik. Like in the first Mishnah, Reb Shimon agrees to the first Mishnah. When the first brother died, and then a third brother was born, and then first the second brother's miyabim, then Reb Shimon agrees that since when the third brother was born, right away he found the first brother's wife with an erev of an Eishes Ach, that Issa remains Li'olam, and she's also to him Li'olam. Now the Gemara says, V'tavayel Rabbonu Nitzruch. So the question was though, if so, what do we have to have two Mishnahs for? If Reb Shimon only argues in the second Mishnah, for what purpose does it say the first Mishnah? So Reb Papa is answering, I'll tell you, we need it according to the Rabbonu Shita. And then Achanami, V'loizu Azukatoni. Not only in the first case does the Rabbanan argue, but even in the second case. So really, once the Rabbanan argue in the second Mishnah, we do not need the first Mishnah anymore. But that's a derech that says, Leizu Asukatani. Not only does the Rabbanan argue in the first Mishnah, where when the third brother was born, there was no Yibum yet, that for sure she remains also, but even in the second Mishnah here, even that the second brother is first Miyabim, the first one's wife, and then the third brother is born. Even though when the third one is born, the already Yibum took place, so what? The Rabbanan holds that Lamaisa, this wife, was your brother's wife, the first one's wife, and therefore she remains with an Issa Eishes Ach to the third brother Li'olam. That's Reb Papa Shita. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa the Reb Papa, Yusuf Reb Ishiya. I bring you a proof to Reb Papa that Reb Shimon only argues in our Mishnah and not in the case of the first Mishnah, and of the Akasha and Reb Ishiya. Now, Shnei Ach, then it's like this. Shnei Achim, B'yoylam Echad. You have two brothers living at the same time. Umeisachud mehem, and one of them died below Vlad without a kid, so the mitzvah yibum. Now the second brother that's alive wanted to make a mitzvah yibum. So with Rabbonin you start off making minor. He wanted to go to be Mekadeshah first. But the Maisa was, well, he speak lasses by minor. He did not have enough time. He didn't get around to do it yet. Until the third brother was born already. So when it comes out, when the third brother was born, the second brother did not make minor or yibum yet to the first one's wife. Now Umeis, and now the second brother dies. So Lach is like this. Harishayna, that means the first one's wife, Yotza, Mishum, Eshesach, Eshkohayb, Yolamai. Now again to the third brother, she's an Erva. She was the first brother's wife, and they were not alive at the same time, the two brothers, so there's no mitzvah Yibum, his wife is also. Ushniya, but the second one's wife, there is the second brother's wife, that the third brother and the second brother were alive at the same time. So now when the second brother died, there's the mitzvah Yibum, the third one has to be Miyabim, his wife. So the locker is Einachanami. Oicha letis oimis yabemis. You could either make chalitza or else make yibum. There's a good mitzvah here. What about also b'maimer? Let's say the second brother first made maimer. Not like the case before he wanted to and he didn't. But let's say he really did. The second one made maimer, made kedushin with the first one's wife. The yachakach noiladach. And then the third brother was born. After the second brother already made maimer. Or else the case could be, let's say a third brother was born. The Yachakach also bore Maimer. And then first the second brother made Maimer on the first one's wife. Umeis. And now the second brother died. So Lach is like this. Harishayna, according to the Tanakhama, Yoitzu Mishum Eishas Achus Nehoyev Yolomai. That's Pshita. That the first one's wife, the first brother's wife, she's an Erva always to the third brother. So there's no mitzvah given to the third brother. Ushniya, but the second brother's wife, Chaletzes Bloimis Yabemis. That's what the Tanakam holds. You could only make Chalitza, and you can't make Yibum. We'll soon see this talking about a case where he made Maimer. Since Lameister he made Maimer, so with Rabbonin, the second one's wife is called the Tzaras Erva. Because with Rabbonin, since the second brother made Maimer with the first one's wife, now again to the third brother, the first one's wife is an Erva. And with the Rabbanan, the first one's wife was married to the second brother. So therefore, the second brother's wife is called the Tzaras Erva. Therefore, since it's with the Rabbanan, the Tzaras Erva, the din is Chaletzes, Fulaymis Yabemis. You're only allowed to give Chalitza, but you cannot make Yibum. That's what the Tanakam holds. That's very good. Now, Rabbi Shimon,